Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, so I want to know, would you rather be on a losing team with your friends or join your rival team and win? Dun, dun, dun. I thought hard about this yesterday. Yeah. I'm like, well, I don't want to leave my friends, but if we're losing, DZ, I'm out. I'm kidding. I'm bringing you with me. Actually, I'm bringing you with me, but everyone else, I'm waving.
Listen,
but seriously, though, think about it. Mm. You can be on a losing team, whether it's at work and sports, in life.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Anything you do.
You
doesn't have to be sports.
But you're with your friends and your people.
Yeah.
And the people you love and trust. Or you're on a rival team, but you're winning all the time. And winning feels good. It's good for the self-esteem. It's good for the life and the self-worth.
Brings perks, you know?
Brings a lot of
perks when you're winning.
Yes, absolutely. And losing gets old. You can lose. It's like being a loser in your family and you're all broke all the time. You're like, well, this isn't fun anymore.
Life ain't as fun when you keep losing, ain't
it? I'm going over to the winning side.
Right. And a lot of people have made the choice to go over to the winning side.
Look at the athletes. Mm-hmm. Athletes alone, if we want to be technical about it. You know, they leave people they know and love that they work with to go play on another team.
Chip chasing and team hopping at the same time, right?
So, but yeah. You know how much it means to have people around you that you like and trust.
I don't know that for everybody
I'm talking
at
about
all.
You.
People can find what it is with like and trust in a whole bunch of new scenarios.
True.
You find people you like and trust wherever you're at. And if winning is the most important thing
you
for
do?
You.
Yeah. Oh, I don't.
Yeah, you can do that. You just have to be open to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are you picking then?
Oh, I'd rather lose with my homies though.
You would?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No question. This resonates so much with me because of last night. We had a flag game that was very tough.
Flag football.
We had so much adversity as far as playing between the refs and the other team. Mm-hmm. We felt like we were out there against two teams.
Mm-hmm.
Too much chirping was going on, not enough football, and eventually we dug deep, did what we needed to do, and came out with the dub.
Okay.
Moved on, and now we're in the championship.
But you're winning.
Thankfully, we didn't lose. We didn't lose,
yeah.
Right. But at one point, you go, man, it's 0-0. We dang near in the fourth, and what are we doing? Hey, y'all got any spots? Y'all got any spots open over there?
Rudy, there's an opening.
Really, though, the team that we're about to be playing against next week behind you is going, hey, y'all all right? Y'all want to come play for us? And everybody's chirping
but
and talking. And you go,
the reason you are so happy with winning with your friends is because you push through the adversity. You're not going to win on this team I'm giving you. You're never
you
going to win.
Oh, you're going to keep losing?
You're losing all the time with your friends, or you're joining the rival team.
See, I guess I'm jaded because we're winning.
That's what I'm kind of saying. I'm like, of course that was a positive
Me and my homies winning right now.
Well, you were winning after you pushed through, and that builds character and makes you stronger.
But we were about to lose.
But you were about to lose. And when you were about to lose, you were done with them, weren't you?
No. Oh, actually, damn. No. All jokes aside, fine. No.
Allie's court of law is closing then. Fine.
I'd rather lose with my people than go ahead and switch sides and all of a sudden start catching dubs.
Yeah, no, same, actually. As much as I was trying to challenge you there, I completely agree. Because there's no way I'm so competitive, I'm not joining a rival team.
Can you imagine being so competitive that you will join a rival team, though?
Because
some people are overly competitive.
I call that a cheater and a traitor.
Hey, but if you catch any chips, doesn't matter what banner it is.
All right. This can be in any aspect. We're talking about sports because it's sports is where our mind goes for
sure. It's the analogy. It's the analogy. But it's a life analogy as well.
Yeah. Would you rather be on a losing team with your friends or join your rival team and win? This is deeper than it sounds, I swear.
How deep are you going to let it get, y'all?
All right. We'll talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, the question is, would you rather be on a losing team with friends or join your rival team and win? Kimberly's been very patient in Milwaukee, yeah. So we'll pull her up first before we start reading your texts and checking your messages.
Oh, Kimberly, waiting on something? What, she got to go? You busy, Kimberly?
No, not at all. I'm listening to you guys all morning.
First caller of the day, Kimberly.
Awesome.
Okay, so what are you picking?
I'm sorry. I would have to leave the losing team and go to the winning team.
You would leave your friends?
There she is. I have.
I've left my friends, my family. I've left them all.
You're right.
And going to the winning team.
Going to the winning team.
You look at your friends sometimes. If we're doing we always use sports, but if we're using the analogy of our friends, let's say are in Loserville, you turn and look at them sometimes. Like DZ and I'll go, okay, you're fixable and I can help you and you're my friend and I want it to get better. Yeah. You're losing right now, but you're coming back.
But I got you.
Right.
It's a different than when you're with a literal loser.
And you're like, man, you ain't doing nothing. You ain't going nowhere. What are we doing
and
here?
That's when
you're dragging me down.
That's when you exit. Yep. So there's when your friends are losing, you help, you lift them up.
It hits a point though.
But when they're losers,
you leave.
You can't do anything for them.
That part.
When they're losing, it's one thing. When they're losers, that's unhelpable.
Ding ding. You know what? Yes. I love my new analogies.
All right. Okay, Kimberly. I see you though. She said, "Nah, I'm gonna leave squad. I'm out.
Bye.
Open for free agency."
You are the company you keep.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a good day, Kimberly.
Thank you guys so much. You too.
You too. Appreciate you.
All right. Nick's in Waukesha working on a theme song. He's on day three.
Okay.
I thought it was two. He said three, to be exact.
We'll fact check that later, Nick, but we'll give it to you right now.
We don't fact check in this country anymore. Give it a break.
I will fact check. Listen, we better fact check. I'm going to recount them days. Nick.
Hi, Nick.
On the air the first day. We could ran out of time.
Nick counted that. Nick counted it and we didn't get to him on the air.
Nick thought he counted. Nick thought that counted.
Oh, it did not. Sorry, Nick. But you
recount.
Know what? Just because you're holding us accountable, what the hell?
We'll give it to him day three. See?
We have no rules or laws. We're so full of it around
here.
Our
money is fake on this station, okay? You get Monopoly dollars for these days until you get a theme song. Good morning, Nick. What's the word?
Nick, are you leaving your losing... Are you staying with your losing friends or going to the rival team? Keep it real.
I'm
going to
stay with my friends.
Okay.
If you're going to a rival team, I mean, you don't know anybody there. If it's people that you don't really like or whatever, it's going to be weird.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's already going to be animosity, maybe.
Do you know what, Alex? Yeah. Well, first of all, Daryl and Racine texted it and said, leaving your friends for winning could get lonely. Your friends are there for you. That's true.
You don't care about friends if you're willing to leave so willingly to be winning,
Alex,
and doing all that.
I agree with that. You know? Alex texted it and said, if my friends start losing, it's going to be like, screw y'all. I need people to lift me up. Then I'll be like, get good, Alex.
So Alex is out. I told you there's people that would say, nah, forget that. I'm out. Kimberly ripped it off immediately.
Nick keeping his friends, right?
And keeping a G too.
All right. All right, Nick. Day three. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, guys.
Peace,
bye.
Man.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard because nobody really wants to leave their friends.
No.
So I'm sticking to my theory that if your friends are losing, you help pick them up. But if they're losers, you get to step in.
Then they're not your friends.
No.
Then they're really not your friends.
Maybe that's probably true, actually. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Because
maybe
I don't
want to be friends with them.
Even if my friends are losers, I feel like I'd want to still at least show some love because I became friends with them for a reason. Mm. And I don't feel like I associate with losers.
Maybe you misread their character.
Hey, and if we misread the character, that's a whole nother scenario, okay?
Let's go to Kelly in Sussex. I mean, technically we're friends, so I hope you got it. She says friends. Or I'm screwed in this scenario.
Kelly,
I like to win, though.
Good morning.
Don't push
morning.
It. I like to win.
I was going to say, I feel like a jerk because I'd go to the rival team.
She hopping shit.
She left my ass.
Look at you bandwagoners, man.
Like, I'm competitive, and I make friends easily. I can make friends on a new team.
She's competitive.
Kelly.
And overly competitive, so it doesn't matter
Girl.
That it's friends or not. If it's friend or foe, she's gonna go.
Somebody texted in and said, did one of my friends send this in all caps?
Everybody's down their inner circle right now.
Questioning everybody. All right, Kelly. Well, it's nice knowing you.
Bye.
Not friends anymore.
Bye. Tia says you're gonna lead a team.
Actually, she's not leaving because we're winning. She needs us.
True. She's on the winning team.
Thank you.
Duh. Kelly, okay. I'll talk to you later, fam.
Bye.
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 Dude, what the hell?
She says she going. If we start losing, we better be careful. If Kelly stopped calling, now we know she thinks we losing.
Mary, you're right, actually. Mary in Burlington, she texted in and said, losing team with friends for sure. It's about a team bond, fun, and memories. Being on top isn't fun either when everyone hates you. Oh.
If we're winning.
Do we care?
You got some haters.
Nah. Susan in Milwaukee said, for a game, 100% I'm losing with my friends. Don't care that much about winning with games. I love it when you guys sign your name. Thank you.
I mean, then what about life? If you're saying, if it's a game, mm-hmm. if it's a game, quote unquote, but what mm-hmm. if it's life? Are you
Good
going to
question.
The winning team in life?
Good question.
Right? Because say you work with the same people for 20 years.
Sure.
30
I
years.
Did.
40 years,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Are you going to keep winning with them same people? Even if you start losing a little bit?
No, I've been through 6 shows on this station. Any more questions?
Never mind.
That was a joke.
Never mind.
I'm the only constant. I'm the only one who stayed. If that doesn't show my loyalty...
That part.
Granted, some got fired, but not the point. Once
not
again,
the point, not the point.
Point.
Say less.
Go to Kyla in Sheboygan.
Kyla, dig us out.
Good morning.
Weba.
Sorry, Kyla. We're not giving free points for theme songs, are we?
I forgot.
Kyla, Kyla, man.
Kyla's mad
Kyla
because...
Restart.
No, I'm really not, but... I'm totally staying with my friends.
Okay.
Oh, you're losing with the homies.
I'm losing with the homies.
Rather than winning with the ops.
I don't have losers as friends.
Fair.
So we are just losing.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn more from losing than always winning.
Well, and there are very few. I want to be honest. I shouldn't say there's very few losers. But in the grand scheme of things, most people are helpable if you dive in and dig in a little deeper with them and talk to them. Most people are changeable and fixable if they want to be.
Losses can be turned to lessons for most scenarios.
And I know you said this isn't the case, but we keep losing enough, we're going to fight back and we're going to win. We're eventually winning.
And that's where the fighter in us comes in. It's mm-hmm. like, you want to be a lover for so long, but you're like, how much fight do you have in you? And some people have none, and some people have a lot. And we're fighters, DZ. Let's be real.
Oh, I'm 100% a fighter that chooses to be a lover.
Yeah, I mean, I don't choose to be a lover.
No, I choose it. I wake up and choose love daily.
Aw, Kyla.
Y'all don't want me violent, trust me. Let me just say that. Just be happy I chose love.
I will say, though, my mind automatically goes to, sports and games.
Right,
if my job is on the line, though, I don't know. I would maybe change my answer. I can't
there it is.
There
it is.
There.
You know what? That's a solid point.
In general.
That is a fair point, though, with sports, because this is their livelihood. So it's easy for us to go, for example, Giannis should be loyal to us. But
and
at the end
is.
Of the day, he is been, he has been. But
right.
at the end of the day, I mean, please don't leave, Giannis. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's his job, not...
Right. This is his livelihood.
Yeah,
that's
his
why
livelihood.
The answer might change. And with these pro athletes, I know we're not talking about them. We're talking about us.
Yeah.
But when people get so mad when these guys are leaving like that, it's like, dog, they're chasing the chip because it brings more financial stability to not just them, but their families.
And if
their
you're
family.
LeBron James, let's say, and you're in Cleveland, do you want to play in Cleveland or do you want to play in L.A. or New York? You want to play in L.A. or
that
New
man
York.
Is the quintessential, I'm leaving to join the winning side.
Exactly.
He is prototype one.
And that's why I brought him up because that's a perfect example of the livelihood jump.
Followed by
that
KD.
That is a good example. And like you said, your goal is to make it to the NBA. Then your next goal is to get to
the top.
That team.
You know, I hear it. Kyla, you know what? Day 2, just for being cool.
Look at you. We're just throwing days out here, Allie. Look at
right? What is today?
I'm rising my team up, DZ. I'm rising them up.
It's about being on the winning side,
we
Kyla.
We want to win.
We appreciate you.
Winning side. Have a good day.
Bye. I just want it to be nice.
Can I get a day? Dang.
No, Julian in South Milwaukee texted in, though. Where's Julian been? He said, I'm losing with my A1s from day one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's easy to say when you're winning, Julian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
Put your money on the line, man, and see what you say then.
The good news is we're winning right now in life, so let's keep it
and
that
we
way.
And we're going to keep winning,
let's
baby.
Go.
We got to stay faithful. That's the whole point in this. Stay faithful. We're going to win this. All we're going to win this, baby.
Amen, DZ.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Getting hives. Did I read this right?
Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Think we said I love you too soon? I'm getting hives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who wrote this in? What's their name?
Allison wrote it.
Knock it off.
Let me quit playing.
I hate you so much.
Nah, Nevaeh wrote in.
It's not Allison. She doesn't say that.
No, does not say Allison. That's for sure. Nevaeh hit us up. And even that name I changed.
Okay.
This is recent, bro. This had moved up to the top of the pile because I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, I love the juicy ones.
Oh, yeah.
Go on.
Says, me and this guy, both 24, have been dating since May. Have been dating more, even if we've never established it officially. We see each other daily, even though we don't live together. Bounce back and forth between apartments.
And situationship.
Taking those steps in our relationship. This step threw me off, though. Last night after dinner, when he was dropping me off, he said, I love you. We were both sitting in the car, just talking. Now, I don't know if I'm just not used to anything that serious. I've never been in any kind of a real, quote unquote, real relationship. But when he said it, I kind of froze. Couldn't help but feel a little uncomfortable, even though I did say, I love you too.
Oh, hell.
We aren't officially dating.
The sympathy, I love you too. I love you too, because you're so uncomfortable and you don't want to hurt their feelings.
You got to say it back.
You don't have to say it back. Never. You don't have to say anything you don't want, everybody.
Fair. Nevaeh says, we aren't officially dating, and it hasn't even been a year yet. Am I wild for finding this a little weird that he said, I love you randomly?
Not a year
yet.
Or
am I just overthinking things?
What do you mean? It's almost been a year? Then that's too long, too.
They've been dating since May.
Oh, hell no.
That's what she said. They've been dating since May.
You're in cool waters.
She wants to know, what do I do from here? Is it actually going to be weird? Will he say something? I do really like him. Would even say I'm starting to love him. It just caught me off guard. I hope he doesn't notice. I hope he didn't notice, but I feel like he did. Any advice would be absolutely amazing. Thank you. Love you guys. Nevaeh.
I wish they were on the same page here, because it sounds like they were until he said, I love
you. I feel like he thought they were having a moment. Straight up.
No.
He thought they were having a genuine moment, and it might have just not been received.
My
honest opinion, it might have not been too soon. It just wasn't the right place or time.
That's fair.
They were sitting in the car after dinner. Why didn't he say it at dinner? Unless he got nervous. He thought it was gonna be weird. She's leaning towards I love you too, baby. She's just in the I love you too.
Do you remember
stage.
The first time you told Aaron you loved her?
I do.
You do? What I happened? Do.
She told me she loved me back.
And like, where were you?
We were up in school.
How long had you been dating? Was it like in college randomly?
It was during my freshman year up at Lakeland College, now University. Shout out LU.
Was that a big deal when you guys said I love you?
It was a big deal because I had already realized some time before. I think I said I love you. We said I love you probably like maybe 9 months in, you know, that 9 month range-ish.
Fair.
Don't exactly know what day you're
That's
when.
That's okay.
I remember the moment because we had already kind of had that mutual sensation with one another,
Aww.
Right? And we just had never said, you know, we had started to spend so much time. She was driving up so often.
You
to
felt
Lakeland,
it, but felt you it. Hadn't said it. I've been there.
And it was the difference between having love for somebody and being in love with somebody.
Go on.
I think Nevaeh has love for this guy and is in the process of falling in love.
But she's not there. And that's where you get confused because you care about this guy, but you're not totally ready to say I love you.
And
yet.
I will say, I do believe that between men and women, women are a little more reserved in the I love you department.
You think so?
I feel like men, though scared of it, are also willing to say it a little more freely. So he might have felt something and gone, man, I love this girl.
Yeah.
Right? It clicked in his head and his heart and his whatever. And he said, I love this girl. And rather than saying it at dinner or making it a cuter occasion, making it a monumentous moment for their relationship like Nevaeh might want, he just said it in the car when he thought it was cool and it was just them two in a private, intimate moment.
Somebody texted in, oh my God, girl, talk to him. What a concept, right?
No, people don't do that. People want the advice and want to be well equipped by everybody else's standards before they even approach it for themselves. You know, dude, nobody's willing to talk before they got all their chips.
The I love you conversation makes me so uncomfortable.
It's a strong
It makes me cringe. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So much I need a lawyer when men try to throw it at me, man. And it's rare, but I mean, I call Russell Nicolet sometimes. I go, how do I stop this?
I think there's a fine line between falling in love and being in love. And having love and being in love, right? Mm-hmm. And you got to find which delineation you're in.
I remember telling my ex-husband when we said it, I was in the hospital and it made sense. Like, that literally, I was in the hospital and it was like, oh my gosh, when you could lose someone like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I love you. And that was a turning point in our relationship. We got married years later. And then I've had people say things to me like, I'm falling in love with you. And
Does that throw you off even? Because yeah, that's not saying I love you.
That doesn't mean anything. What does that mean?
That's saying I'm falling for you. Like, I don't want to say that yet, but we're making those steps. And that takes a huge individual to even say, I'm falling in love with you.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I guess this is bad. I didn't say anything back.
That's a major admission, you know, because that's somebody kind of opening up their heart and saying, I'm falling.
Yeah.
I'm creating strong feelings for you. I'm not there yet, but I'm on the way.
But heads up.
I'm falling. Catch me. Catch me.
I did not.
Boom. Hard thud said.
It wasn't my fault, though. No, okay, so the guy said, I love you too soon, she feels like, and she wants to know what to do with this.
Thing is, she already said, I love you too.
Mm-hmm.
She said it.
But she didn't mean it. But let's not focus on that. Or should we?
I don't think that she didn't not mean it. I just think it all caught her off guard.
Fair.
I think that she needs to be the next one to say, I love you first.
She has to process it.
Process it, say, you know, think through it, and then say it in her own time, in her own moment, right? And if he says, I love you again next, then if you feel still awkward, you got it. You got to say, hey.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, try saying it in a better way. Slow down, right? Because I don't know I don't know how intimate your relationship is. And not that any type of intimacy dictates your relationship. But saying I love you means y'all are intimate to some degree.
She has to be able to receive it, though.
Right.
And she's not ready to receive it, is how I feel.
She just got caught off guard. I'm 100% convinced it was because they were sitting in the car in that moment feeling awkward. She was probably full and bloated, needed to poop, and was like, you love me? Bruh, I love my bathroom right now.
I gotta go pee.
I got these tacos in me, my boy.
Listen to this text. It says, I don't think it's too soon. My boyfriend told me I love you, and it was out of nowhere. Maybe the conversation was going so well. He said, I love you. His feelings were showing how he really felt. Don't say I love you if you're not ready for it.
He probably got that.
More than I've said it, if that's not funny.
Dudes will say it.
Yeah.
You can't hold it in.
Yeah.
You can't hold it in. You'll explode. That's golden retriever energy. And he was going, I love you.
Golden retriever energy. Oh my gosh. All right. What do you guys think she should do? Saucy Sandra said she's screwed. Sorry. Saucy.
We'll take your calls and texts next.
Mm-hmm. You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Her boyfriend said, I love you, and caught her off. Oh, not her boyfriend. Not even her boyfriend.
Technically, they're not even dating. They've just been talking since May and only talking with each other. So they're exclusive.
DZ, this is the dating
culture.
This is the dating culture now. You literally you're in a situationship. Mm-hmm. You don't ever establish that you're exclusive, yet you don't mess with other people.
Yep.
And then if somebody does, you all freak out because you thought you were exclusive. I've been down this road 9,000 times.
All of a sudden, 6 months later, somebody says, I love you. And all of a sudden, years later, y'all are married when y'all never even became Facebook official.
Never. You never even posted them.
And now y'all got two kids. Look at you.
Well, Aaron texted in, not your wife.
Not my wife?
Not your wife.
Okay, what'd she say?
She said, I said I love you to my now husband after only 1 month of dating, and he looked super uncomfortable and walked out the door.
He didn't even receive it or reciprocate.
She said he explained later he was falling for me but couldn't say the same, and I totally respected that. He said, I love you for the first time. Allow for the open sharing of your feelings with each other. And about 2 months after that, we've been married now for, 2 months later.
Okay, so even, it wasn't wasn't even really quick after. Oh. It was 2 months after she said, I love you first.
Aaron said, respect the other person's timing.
Okay. Well,
because maybe he's not ready.
I feel that, but it just felt that I felt like she probably just felt awkward being in a car randomly after dinner going, hey, I love you. Mm-hmm. And we don't know the story. Maybe it was cuter than that.
Yeah.
But she wanted it probably to be more heartfelt, right?
Well, we've got some people on the phone. So let's go to Danielle and Butler, this girl.
Oh, Lord.
Danielle.
Oh, Lord.
No, it's a good old Lord. Like, you're funny.
It's like a we like you, old Lord.
I heard DZ say, oh, Lord.
That's what I'm saying. It's a good old
Danielle
Lord.
And Butler.
Well, it's the girl that has no theme song yet, it feels like you should.
Yeah, it feels like we know you, bro. Yeah. You hear Danielle, and I'm like, oh, snap. Here we go. It's a good here
what
we go.
Say?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Well,
that
this
part.
One's a decent one today. They need to establish their situationship into something that's, like, what are they? They need to have that conversation.
First
and foremost.
Before the I love you.
Mm-hmm. Probably bloated, full, and had to go poop, and was like, let's get this thing moving.
Told you.
Honestly.
I told you. Y'all
you
thought
lost
I,
me at that part.
I've been married long enough. You think I don't know? Listen, I know.
I have a friend who used to, when her and her boyfriend were dating, she would always stay at his apartment on the east side.
Yeah.
And she said whenever she had to go to the bathroom, she would be like, oh my God, I got my period. Can you go get me a tampon at Walgreens? And he would leave and she would poop. And
y'all really think we're dumb?
Gosh.
I swear to God. This is a true story.
What'd she do about the smell? Because he came back.
Knowing her, she probably opened the window and did like 25 waves with the fans and her arms.
She
and
was
the
whipping
towel.
A towel in there just trying to fan the smell around.
She did the courtesy flush.
She got poop spray. courtesy flush and a poop spray.
Oh my God.
Danielle,
layered
you see?
It with toilet paper.
It's a true story though, and I get it.
This is why
my
I said, oh, man.
Someone's toilet that she was dating, and he wasn't there. And she's like, I went to go pick her up. She's like, Danielle, this is so embarrassing. She's like, I'm about to pack up all my stuff and just leave. She's like, I don't know how to unplug it. I'm just
I'd
like, oh,
die.
My gosh. I'm like, move aside.
Ready
and
to
I
end
got
the
it
relationship.
Unplugged.
I'd want to die.
But she was like, I'm just going to break up with him. He'll never see me again. I'm
how
like, you know where you live.
Danielle, this is why I say, oh, Lord,
yeah,
when
Danielle.
You be calling. This now you know. Don't wonder ever again. Okay? This is why.
Back
this
to
is
I
why.
Love you.
She just
I
said
love
it.
You guys, too.
We love you.
Am
well.
I on day three?
Yes.
I don't know. Are you?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. Everybody gets a day. Yes.
Dude, I'm so agreeable right now. I'm like, yeah, sure. Why not?
Danielle.
I didn't get one yet. All right. Okay, go to the next caller, guys.
Bye.
Oh, bye. Listen, hey, look at her.
Bye.
What? You know what? Boop. Hung up on her.
I'm sorry. You're
boop.
Not the host of this show, Danielle.
Boop. Hung up on
I
her.
Am, so back
boop.
Up.
Hung up on her. We run this.
Thank
not you.
You, DZ. Boop. You know who owns the phones?
Boop.
DZ.
We do.
Thank you.
We do.
What
thank
the hell,
you.
Danielle? Okay. Boop. Elizabeth and Racine texted in and said, my husband told me anywhere from 3 to 6 months into a relationship that he loves me over a text message.
Ooh, not the text.
Mm-mm,
not the text.
Not the text. I told him right away at that very moment, I did not love him in that way, but I was falling in love with him. I think you just got to be honest and have that conversation, because if he truly loves you like he says, he'll understand at that moment that you're not there yet. She said, we've been married for 6 years now.
I think we're having a beautiful overlapping conversation, because
mm-hmm.
what I'm hearing and what I've heard repeatedly
mm-hmm.
is that in most cases, it's one person ready to say, I love you, and the other person falling in love, not ready to admit or accept yet.
They're not at the same place.
They're not at the same place. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful when you are. But rare.
Mm-hmm.
It's rare. We know this.
Emily in Milwaukee said, I want Danielle and Butler to be my friend. Well, she's off the phone and free now.
Hit her up.
Call her. All right. John Shoop's on the phone, our math teacher.
Shoop, baby.
Shoop,
hey.
Baby.
I want to shoot, baby.
I missed you on my birthday. I'm sorry.
You missed what?
I missed you on my birthday. I was in Chicago.
Oh.
I wasn't able to chime in. So.
You were living your life. We don't blame you for it. Happy belated. Glad to hear from
happy
you, fam.
Happy birthday. Hey, what do you think this...
Thank you.
What do you think they should do?
Well, as a teacher, I always go back to the Greeks, and there's three levels of love for the Greeks. There's Eros, there's Agape, and there's Philia.
I got my notes out. Go on. Go
yes,
on.
Yes,
go
Mr.
on, teacher.
Yes, Mr. Shoup.
Yes, sir.
So Eros is your romantic love.
Mm-hmm.
Agape is that universal love. And Philia is like your brotherly love. So at what point do you say, I love you? Because you can say, I love you to your brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can say, I love you to your mom.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, I love you to the person that you want to spend the rest of your life.
John, I say I love you to everyone but the people I'm romantically involved with. I understand.
Right.
So where are we going, Mr. Shoup? Talk to us.
I feel you on that.
So it's that idea that you know, did he pick the right time?
Ah,
I'm not sure.
Probably not.
It's the timing, you think.
That's where I'm at with him. I'm with Shoop.
Mm-hmm.
I think the timing aspect, especially if you're going to be romantically involved, you know, that timing really wasn't kind of kosher.
Yeah, and now we got Bella in Kenosha texting and saying, I recommend you going to Walgreens. The cashier will help you find the perfect card to express your feelings.
You got to drop the location on a Walgreens, though.
I cannot, okay?
I absolutely love that.
If you listen to the show, you get the joke. And I hope everybody enjoyed that joke right
If you
there.
Know, you know. If not, listen back on the Odyssey app, y'all.
Bella.
Shoop, I like where you're going, though, saying it might have just not been the right scenario, the right time, or the right moment because the timing has to be perfect, and when it's not, it feels awkward. And that's what happened. It felt awkward.
Absolutely. Yep. All right. Thank you, John Shoop.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Have a great day, man. No, you the best.
You're the best. All right, Diana and... Wow, I love the way she signed her name. Diana M in MFN Hales Corners.
MFN. Okay.
She said, it took my now husband an entire bleeping year to say it back to me. A year!
Hey,
She said, I'm lovable as bleep. I hope you say this on the radio so he hears it again. We've been married for 20 years. Diana and bleep bleep Hales Corners.
What's your husband's name, Diana?
I'm scared.
That's the next am I the jerk right there, bro.
She speaks in my language. Where's Amanda and Racine? Let's talk to her last.
Boom.
Better than
last but not least.
Last but not least for sure, Amanda. So, what do you think?
I mean, I kind of wish you put me in the middle because I can't really beat John Shoop over there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to be the closer in this situation, but I guess
I mean,
not.
I can close this. I'll get a grand slam for you, though.
Oh.
At Denny's or in real life?
Yeah,
or
really,
what are we
though.
Talking here?
You pointed
I mean,
out.
Maybe.
Nah, what do you think, Amanda, for real?
So, I actually went through this with my husband. He was the one that said, I love you first. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of just pushed it off like, oh, thank you, you're sweet. That's what you should have done, okay? You don't just lie.
Don't pity love you, like you're saying. Don't drop
it passively.
Don't
yes.
say it out of the sympathy or the because you feel bad.
It's not even passively, it's pacify. Don't pacify and I love you with a fake I love you. That I don't like.
Right.
It's people pleasers. It's the ones we're all so worried about everyone else's feelings. It's either we're over worried and oversensitive or we don't care at all. Think about this. We're so worried about people or not at all.
But she's already said
it
I love
me
you.
Every day. I'm either over the top or I'm like whatever.
It's high
or low. There's no middle.
How long did it take you to say I love you back to your now husband?
Well, it took like a month because he kept saying it and then I had to tell him, okay, I'm not there yet. You got to give me some time.
Listen to
and then eventually one day I was in the grocery store and I just
said,
felt
screw
it. And I'm like, I love you. And I had to go tell him.
No, she said, screw it. I've dated everybody. He's my guy.
She was picking ice cream and when she decided on his favorite rather than her favorite, it all clicked.
I love him.
I love him.
Jenny and Kenosha did text it and say, hey guys, love is a choice. So she needs to evaluate her feelings and process a decision, decide if she chooses to love him.
Ooh, that sounds like the critical thinking answer right there.
Thanks,
like it.
Jenny.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, today's Am I the Jerk comes from someone that DZ and I know very well.
We could call him the homie. We ain't gonna say whether we know them personally, got a theme song, or it might be one of us in disguise.
No, he doesn't have a theme song, though. We know him.
No. We just know him.
Somebody we work with. Let's just keep it real.
Yeah, let's keep it a book.
And he told us this story, and I went, excuse me, you're a jerk, dude.
Huh?
So hear him out. We asked our friend, Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Yeah, yeah.
To leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app for something he did to his people this week.
Yeah.
You ready?
I think so.
Here is the submission we got, because you can leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. Feel free to. We have tons of messages. You can leave us an Am I the Jerk comment on one. Here's what Eddie says. Listen to this.
Hey, Allie and DZ. Wondering if I'm the jerk on this one. So I recently quit my band. Long story short, I felt our musical mojo, our chemistry, whatever you want to call it, was gone. My bandmates and I haven't been on the same page for some time, and I gotta say that some of us practice more than others. I play music with people I will probably jam with sometime in the future and hang out with in a non-musical context. You know, I I truly don't think I needed to drive an hour one way to this person, but my mom is certainly making a little jerk on this one. Wondering what you guys think. Thanks.
Oh, don't worry, Eddie. We have opinions. So Eddie, our friend, coworker, broke up with his band over text.
But didn't end the friendship. He just said, y'all suck.
He moved here. He formed a band. Mm-hmm. He found two band members. Yep. This is the backstory.
Yeah, yeah.
He's lived here for a year. They've practiced however long they've been together. They've even played gigs and made a little bit of money.
Ooh, okay. So that was going somewhere as a group.
No, they weren't, apparently, because Eddie broke up with them over text. And then his mom said, you broke up with your band over a text?
He wasn't happy losing with his friends.
Which was the question of the day, see? So is Eddie the jerk for breaking up with his bandmates over text? And they had just had a gig like a week ago. It's not like they weren't playing gigs.
Not at all, yeah.
So I just want to throw that out there.
Just add layers to it just to make it fully understandable for anybody that might be doubting, the non-band community that might need to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, let me tell you why I unfortunately got to call our boy Eddie the jerk.
Why?
Because not only did he quit via text,
mm-hmm.
but then he's also saying, I still see myself jamming with that. In the future, so you're gonna play with them. You just didn't want the commitment of going every time there was a gig.
He's people pleasing them.
Yeah, kind of.
Like, I'll still jam with you once in a while. Like, I want to hang out with you once in a while, but I don't want to be good friends.
I don't want to be committed.
Yeah,
you know, like I don't want to come every week. I'm not trying to find more gigs
I'll
with
sub.
You. Basically, I don't want to be full time. I'll part time with the team though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not dependable for y'all all the time. Mm-hmm. If we all live closer together, maybe. He's looking for excuses, still saying, yeah, listen, we could jam and play and have mm-hmm. fun, but I don't want to be committed to y'all as a band anymore. And that's a little bogus, because those are still your friends then.
When he told us this, my first thought was, wait, you just told us about the band. What do you mean you broke up with the band? I thought you guys were just catching your flow.
And let me tell you what else it means. It means that the band didn't break up. He just left.
Oh,
it's one thing if all the guys go in their different directions.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When one direction went in their own directions, mm-hmm. that was one thing. This ain't that.
Well, and somebody texted in, how did the band members react? I don't know. We should have asked Eddie that.
I think he said that the band took it surprisingly well. Nobody was really necessarily offended.
Well, it was a text.
But it was a text.
How are you going to know what somebody's upset about on
you expect
text?
Somebody to lash out over text? That, I mean...
Yes.
Would you want a paragraph response on why that was a D move, bruh?
For sure. Somebody said, he's a jerk. It should have been a conversation, and he should have given them some lead time to find another person. Oh.
If they were going to keep rocking as a band, I do hear that. I wasn't even thinking about the aspect. What if they had another gig coming up?
Well, didn't you hear him say the part where he said more that some don't show up for practice? I don't think he said that. That's a text we got. I think he said he practices more.
Yeah, more than others.
He threw shade saying he's a better player.
I think so.
Let's be real.
Yeah, I think he's saying he might be more committed to playing well than some of his other bandmates. I don't know if that was verbatim, but that's how I took it.
Right above the he's a jerk, somebody said, not the jerk. He stated that more people practiced more than others.
Mm-hmm. Stating that he practiced more than others.
They're saying he took it more seriously and others took it as a hobby.
What if he goes and finds another band? You know what I mean?
That's messed
up.
Like,
I think he's going to go find another band. And I'm not trying to call my man's out, but when you're an athlete, when you're an mm-hmm. artist, when you're a creative, you got to feed that creative juice. Mm-hmm. And just jamming every now and again ain't going to scratch that itch, my boy. He's trying to play.
He is. Somebody said, stop calling your mom and call your friends. I'm assuming he's single. He's not. He actually has a long-term girlfriend he moved here with. They've been together for years. They have no kids. But so I think that's why he goes and plays. They find other things to do when you don't have kids. You have hobbies and things. We just have kids.
This had to have been band that became bros, not bros that became band.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying?
Correct.
And that's why he was like, a text will do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm leaning towards jerk, though. I got to say it. I can't not. I see why people would say not the jerk because it's not that deep. But in a nutshell, for me, it is.
Kimmy and Slinger texted in, jerk sounds like it's not you, it's me kind of shady breakup.
Ooh, Eddie. Ooh.
All right, 414-533-1037. That works for texting or for calling, and we try to read them all. So we'll talk to you guys next.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We have this amazing new feature on the Odyssey app where you can send us a voice message anytime. So we asked our friend Eddie to send us a message because the story he told, I was appalled.
Felt juicy, yeah, honestly. And yeah, it was, am I the jerk worthy?
He quit his band. This is a friend of DZ's and I's slash coworker behind the scenes. Here's what he said.
Wondering if I'm the jerk on this one. So I recently quit my band. Long story short, I felt our musical mojo, our chemistry, whatever you want to call it, was gone. My bandmates and I haven't been on the same page for some time, and I gotta say that some of us practice more than others. What might make me the jerk in this case is that I quit via text message.
Yeah.
You get the gist, and then he told his mom, and his mom was upset.
Mommy was not happy with her son.
And I loved his mom when he told me this story. I'm like, oh, your mom wants you to do the right thing.
Mom was at his neck, for real, though. She was like, really? Over text message with your band?
Well, Hannah's in Milwaukee. We'll start with her. Hey, Hannah, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Is our friend Eddie, coworker, the jerk for breaking up with his band via text?
Allie and Daisy. He is the jerk.
Ooh, okay. Speak on it, though. You got your reasons. I know it.
Well, I think it's interesting that he called in and left a voice message about it, like a nice, long, detailed voice message about it, but then sent his friends, his supposed beloved band members, a text about breaking up.
You know what? I didn't even think about it like that. He left us a voice message, but I didn't even think
can't even
about
bother
it.
To do the same courtesy for his bandmates, a.k.a. like, friends. Oh, snap.
That's actually really funny. That's really funny, Hannah. Wow. Wow.
Sometimes our listeners got way too much logic and it throws me off.
Do you know what's making me laugh right now, Hannah, is that somebody texted in, jerk. He straight wrote a new age Dear John letter.
Hey, yo.
Eddie's the new Dear John. And then Megan from Milwaukee texted in and said, jerk, leaving them over text, jerk move.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, girl, at least a nice phone call. That's like, come on.
Yeah, but there's two of them, and that's more time. Well, nobody wants to be on the phone that much.
And I get that you might be traveling an hour for rehearsal / gigs or whatever, but if you're already committed to doing that, you could do it one more time to break up with the band. You have to. You owe them that courtesy, in my opinion.
Well,
even though they ain't paying for your gas, I'm just saying.
Jerk. So Eddie's a jerk.
Kicks
in,
it off,
in
Hannah.
Hannah's eyes.
In Milwaukee. Appreciate
That's
you.
Right. Direct page in my mind.
Ooh. Have a great day.
Bye, Hannah.
Bye.
Oh, it was her day two, by the way.
Oh.
No, yeah, we'll talk to you tomorrow for day three. Bye.
Everybody's trying right now. Mm-hmm. Everybody. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Tiffany in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Tiffany.
I say not the jerk.
Oh.
Jumping right
straight
in.
Straight to, and I like your speed because I like to keep it moving.
Defending.
So, yes.
It says, okay,
I get
Hannah.
That when I'm listening, yeah. So,
she knows me.
Oh, hey, okay, Hannah.
Oh, my
now,
God.
Tiffany,
do
go.
She said,
nah. Do you
want to marry me, Tiffany? Are you single?
Whoa. How did we get here?
So she feels my vibe.
No, but I bartend, and I hear live bands every weekend. One person can so make or break the chemistry. What if they're playing and they sound like garbage? Or what if they just don't have the chemistry like he mentioned.
Listen,
and he's traveling all this way.
Tiffany.
Like, I wouldn't want to commit if we weren't sounding good.
Okay,
that is fair.
Tiffany's the girl that's bartending and she hears these awful bands that they actually bring into some of these.
And goes, ew, the drummer sucks.
And
ew, the bass player's trash.
She actually thinks it's great they broke up.
Yeah.
Because Tiffany supports bad bands breaking up is what I'm getting at for her own well-being at work.
And getting better bandmates. Honestly, if one man is throwing off the whole vibe, even if it's our guy or not, that's going to transpire into any gig. And let's be honest, when you're not making quote unquote the big bucks in the industry, you're putting your own money into it. Mm-hmm. It's your own equipment. It's your own gas. It's your own travel expensing. You're doing a lot of this out of pocket to make a little bit back, hopefully.
I cannot. Okay, I'm trying to listen.
Are y'all swaying me to not the jerk?
No, because you said jerk. Stick with it, dude.
But then Tiffany came in and was like,
not the jerk.
Wow.
Yeah, but listen.
Out of all the bands, I've seen like certain members come and go, and I mean, it makes them sound amazing, or we're like, why do they sound like
terrible?
Well,
night and day.
Somebody texted in and said, do we think Zayn had an in-person conversation with One Direction when he left the band?
Oh, I knew y'all was about to come in with that one as soon as I said One Direction.
Do we know if he hasn't gave hints since then? You know, if like they're not practicing as much as him, maybe, you know, you really meant a lot to the band, then I would have practiced harder and tried to sound better. I don't know.
Tiffany, you don't got to defend your point anymore. You 10 toes and we believe you. You almost swayed me over to not the jerk.
I feel like bartenders everywhere appreciate you standing up for them in this moment. So thank you,
you
Tiffany.
You felt the slow clap in the background? Awesome. I felt it too.
Stop having bad bands at
bars.
Tiffany.
Well, I'll let you later, Tiffany.
Bye, Tiffany.
Love you guys. Thank
you. Back.
Too.
Bye.
Mimi from Milwaukee texted it and said, not the jerk. These are grown men. Get over it.
Dang. I know that's right. Hey, I know that's right.
We're split in the middle, so let's just go to Cassie in Sheboygan.
Ooh, Cassie. Good
morning.
Hey.
Big shoes.
What is he supposed to do? Take him out for a nice steak dinner with a box of tissues and cry about? I'm just kidding. He's not the jerk.
I was
letting you go.
I mean, why not if you want to take him out with a box of tissues?
Let him cry on your shoulder?
Wait, you're saying not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk, nah. He's grown. We're all grown. I'm pretty sure the people in the band are probably like, thank God. Maybe they're all just waiting for it to be done. You never know.
Wouldn't that be something, bro, if all of a sudden everybody finds a new band, goes their own way, and now they all make it?
Well, Monica in Milwaukee texted in and said, initially, I said, no, not the jerk. Not that deep. I thought about it and said, yes, jerk move. So it's like people will keep changing depending on what you guys say.
It's a flip-floppy, and our people today have been really spot on with whether you say jerk or not the jerk as to why.
And Ed doesn't care if somebody texted in. Let's be honest.
Nah,
he doesn't care.
Eddie don't give nuns. Clearly, he's quitting over text.
Please. His mom's disappointed, but he doesn't care.
Doesn't even care that his mother's disappointing. You think he's going to care that we're calling him the jerk or not the jerk?
Well, no, but Melissa and Hubertus had a great point. Better in a text than on a post-it. Hashtag Sex in the City. If you know, you know.
I guess I don't know.
There's a whole episode where he breaks up with her on a post-it. Long story, but we'll get to it another day.
Hey, Cassie works it out for us, though, says, no, not the jerk. They grown. They going to get over
it.
Go,
Cassie.
That's right. Yay.
Have a great day, guys.
Appreciate you, too. Bye.
Not the jerk. Well, we get to tell him when he gets to work soon.
Vindication. Go tell. Hey, you know what? Play this for your mom, Eddie. Let her know. Her son's not the jerk. She better start talking to you again.
That's right. Get the Odyssey app, which she already has because he sent us a voice message, and then play the whole show back for his mom. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Coming up next, I have to tell you, I was on a phone call with a Green Bay Packer and another Wisconsin celeb yesterday, and it was so random, and I just have to tell you how funny it was, because I didn't know what to expect. I knew I was going to be on a call with these two people, but it got better as the call started, and it was a Zoom, so I could see their faces.
Oh,
it was so good.
The only thing as good as being in person, a Zoom.
And me telling you everything about it later.
That part.
Which I'm going to do next, after Taylor Swift.
That's the later.
Which Packer do you think it was? Too bad I'm not telling you yet.
I got a few guesses.
Good, you should.
I might already know, though.
Okay, you do, actually. Let's be real. I'll tell you next. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. So yesterday, after the show, I had a meeting with two people. And one of them is a Green Bay Packer of many, many years. And one is I would like to call him maybe a Wisconsin celebrity, I'd say.
Yeah.
Because you've seen him on many a billboards.
Midwest legend, if you will.
So let me start with the first person on the Zoom call. You already know who it is, DZ.
I know. You go ahead. Share the news.
It's Mason Crosby, okay? So listen, guys.
Who?
You know who. Don't act like you don't know who Mason Crosby is. He was really funny.
Played soccer, right?
Shut up. He joked on the call, you know, nobody cares about the kicker till they need one, do they?
Hey, he's real.
He said that on the call and I lost it. He's like, yeah, nobody wants the kicker around till you need one, do ya?
Yeah.
And he was saying that because guess who else was on the call with us?
Who else was on the call?
Russell Nicolay.
Oh, the boy, our guy.
Our lawyer, our personal injury lawyer, our studio sponsor, Russell Nicolay. And this is what cracked me up about this. So we all get on this call. It's about work stuff, you know, and Mason is now on our sports station. That's, if you're wondering why we were all on this call, it's because we all work together in some fashion. So he has a show on our sports station.
The Fan, yeah.
The Fan, and Russell Nicolay works with us. We all work together, so we're on this. And there's other people on this call, too, but only like five, okay?
Oh, so it's a small call. That's why I get the invite. Wow.
It was so funny. Guess what? Russell Nicolay, who still goes in and does, he still goes into court. A lot of these lawyers doing these ads aren't going into court.
They sit in offices because they got 50 lawyers under them.
There's people doing all that for them. You're just going to the face. Well, Russell actually goes into court. And so, yeah, he does.
He's
right?
still doing the court thing? Uh-huh. Hey, shout out to Russ,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, dad, got boys, he's got his dad, all this stuff. But he gets on the Zoom call. You ready for this?
What?
In a flannel.
Chilling. Hey, that's Wisconsin.
And guess who else was on the call?
Who?
Hard Pants, our boss.
Our boss, Hard Pants. What do you say about the flannel?
Nothing. And I was loving it. Because remember how much trouble I got in when I came into a meeting in sweatpants?
Yep.
And then I see Russell come in a flannel. I go, my Wisconsin people. He goes, I was in a suit in court. I don't want to be in a suit. I want to be in a flannel.
That boy probably has shorts on under the flannel. Y'all just couldn't see it because it was a Zoom. Honestly, he might have just put the flannel on for the courtesy to have a shirt on, for all we
probably,
know.
Probably.
That man seemed about just like us. Mm-hmm. We're Wisconsin and cooling.
Exactly. So it was a funny little phone call, and there's nothing crazy that happened other than the funny line Mason Crosby said on the phone. But
nobody needs a kicker. Nobody likes a kicker till you need it.
And he said that because Russell's like, yeah, nobody needs a personal injury lawyer until you need one. And that was like the joke. We were like laughing about it. So
when you hear that in a commercial later.
So, from the Nicolay Law Studios, this is not an ad, but this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Truly not an ad, just a funny story. Because I was like, I can't be on a phone call with Mason Crosby. I mean, everybody knows who he is.
Yeah, he's Wisconsin famous. I'd even argue and say he's nationally famous because towards the end of his career, you know, he played for other teams.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I'd actually interviewed his wife before for, like, she's very involved in, you know, fundraisers and
are they community
philanthropic. Like, yes,
involved like
very,
that. You know,
very.
I'm not super well versed in the cheesehead nature.
No, it's okay. I had interviewed his wife at one point because she was involved in a big fundraiser. So, you know, they're doing stuff in the community. But now he's on our sports station, and now we get to be on Zoom calls with him.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to dab him up.
I told Russell, I'm like, come by the station so DZ can meet you.
Yeah. You know, DZ be getting injured all the time. Russ.
When was the last time you ended up on a random, like, call or maybe, I know not everybody has celebrity encounters, but ending up on a Zoom call with Mason Crosby at 10 on a Wednesday is pretty random, in fairness.
That's pretty random.
I was like, whoa, what just happened
What are
here?
The odds of that happening?
Here, me and a Packer, we're hanging, right? So when was the last time, I mean, DZ, you are an entertainment host for the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
How many celebs do you see sitting on the, keep it real, on the sidelines? Like
a few. You know, people come to the games.
Don't be modest. Tell me everything.
A few.
Who's the biggest celebrity that you think you've ever seen on the sideline? Can you think? I know this is an off-the-cuff question.
Yeah. Honestly,
it like an Aaron Rodgers or like a Jordan Love or was it, you know?
Yeah, you know, honestly, probably some of the biggest names that you see in are either going to be the hot artists at the moments that are coming for bigger games.
Ah.
Or the local sports teams that are coming to support. Those are always the big sellers, the huge names, the really exciting for the fans and for the other players that are involved because it's like, oh, man, that's cool, right? Like, dang, Gucci's at the game. Wow.
Right.
Dang, Flavor Flav is singing the national anthem. That's brazy, bro. Like,
totally.
What? You know? And then you get the Real Housewives that pull up and Allie goes crazy. Oh, my God.
And that was a big deal for me, but like I knew you didn't know who they were, but I thought the Real Housewives, the Salt Lake City Housewives being in the house got me real excited.
And plenty other people were excited about that too, right? Mm-hmm. Like my son is going to be more excited when the WWE is in the house and it turns into Bucks Mania. You know what I'm saying? Like it's all dependent on who's really in the house, but I say the ones that get the two biggest pops are going to be the local sports team. So when the Packers come, when the Brewers are in town and sit courtside or in their one of the suites or something, or you know exactly when the big artist pulls up, and it's because it's either their team is the Bucks or their team is playing the Bucks.
And do more celebrities prefer, let's be real, and pull back the curtain a little? Don't some of them prefer a suite so they're not in front of people having to take pictures the whole time, or no?
I would assume
they like
right?
the privacy. Because if you're sitting courtside, people are filming
right
you
there.
The whole game.
Yeah.
Everyone's filming you from afar.
You walk in and you're liable to get recorded at any given time,
all
right?
The time.
You kind of agree to that public, you know, photography when you're inside the arenas, in any arena.
Yeah.
But I would assume that if you want want a little more privacy. Think like us, mm-hmm. right? We want to be sitting courtside all the time. Totally. Nah, bro, put me up in a suite. I could kick it.
Let's talk about your celebrity run-ins locally. I love these stories because there I was on a meeting, Mason Crosby yesterday, and then Russell Nicolay pops in his flannel. I'm like, what is happening? This is the most Wisconsin phone call I've ever been on in my life.
Ellie said it was me, Mason Crosby, and Russell Nicolay on a Wednesday afternoon.
Hey, boys!
And I asked, who's trying to tackle, baby?
Come on, they're both married. Don't make it weird.
You know, that's true. That's true. I was talking about sports.
Don't make it weird. But I did say, hut, hut.
You the one overseas saying, hut, hut. Talk about me making it weird. You don't make it
I
weird.
I thought we were playing football. 414-533-1037. You can call or text, or you can leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app.
Celebrity encounters next.
Mm-hmm. So yesterday, DZ told a story about getting a baby carrier from a famous person, and we have the big update coming up. Yeah. I'm dying to hear this update.
It was one of the weirdest flex I've ever had in my life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my family's lives. And mm-hmm. I just wanted to share it with y'all because I felt like it was such a cool thing to just randomly have as far as celebrity encounters,
right? It was
right?
a great story. And yeah. I'm dying to talk to your sister-in-law, which is happening next on the show, about the baby carrier.
We'll try to get her on.
We better get her on. I need answers. But I was talking about how I randomly ended up in the most Wisconsin famous Zoom call yesterday with Mason Crosby and Russell Nicolay, the lawyer. And I was like, this doesn't get more Wisconsin. I mean, Russell's in a flannel. Mason Crosby is just, you know, he's doing the up close thing with his face where, you know, old people. And he's not even old. I'm like, he's not even old.
He doesn't have his peepers on. He needs his glasses.
The whole thing's right up on him. But Julie is in Sheboygan, and I want to go to her first because she has a Mason Crosby story. We're talking about celebrity encounters.
Oh, do you now? You trying to
yes,
one-up
I
us?
Do.
No, good morning,
What's
Julie.
What's the story?
Good morning.
Hi.
So, hi. My parents used to belong to the Green Bay Country Club. Like, they're very fancy. And
Picky
in the air, though.
Flexy.
I don't belong to it. So, anyway, I met my mom for a fun. It must have been in the summer. I don't remember. Anyway, okay. Three kids. Oh, like four-ish, two-ish, and new-ish.
Your kids.
You with the kids.
My children.
Okay.
I got them all ready for the times at the pool, everybody's sunscreened in their suits. I said, okay, Grandma, I will go put my suit on. I'll be right back. So how long does that take? What, 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Five tops.
Bye.
Especially if you're dry and not wet.
Right.
Right. Everybody's ready. So Grandma has the kids. 3 minutes. I go in. I put my suit on. I come back out. Everyone is sopping wet and everyone is crying, including Grandma.
Oh, what?
Including the three children.
What?
And Mason Crosby is just holding my 2-year-old in his, like, just like holding him like he belongs.
What?
Like he belongs to Mason.
What happened?
Julie, good backtrack. How did we get here?
Okay. So this fancy, fancy pool is a zero entry. My 4-year-old, strong swimmer, walks right in. My 2-year-old follows her right down that zero entry. Starts flailing.
Yep.
Grandma's got the baby.
Tries to jump in.
Trying to get him.
Yep.
Mason Crosby jumped in. He was probably sipping a daiquiri.
Chilling.
Enjoying some Portobello mushroom fries.
And did he kick your kid or catch him?
He jumped into the pool, scooped out my middle child, and just held her until I came out 3 minutes later.
You know what? Why didn't you tell me this before I got on the call with him yesterday? I could have been like, I met someone and you saved their kid's life
this
at the country club.
He probably does not even remember.
I guarantee you he does.
Went. No, 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 no.
I can almost guarantee you he does, Julie.
I promise you, people remember things like that, even if they're famous.
Really?
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. He'll be the kicker in my heart forever. So, thanks,
Mason. That's actually really heartfelt, bro.
That's amazing.
Wow. Yep. Wow.
Yep.
Well, now I like him even more. I'm glad he's on our sports station then. That's great.
And you know we're going to flex on that story. Be like, and we know whose kids you saved back in the day.
I'll be like, do you remember Julie and Sheboygan?
You remember the Green Bay Country Club? Yes.
He's going to remember me for sure. No.
You'd be surprised. You know what, Julie? Let's get you a theme song and we'll check back.
I was going to say, let's find out.
I love that.
We know a guy. We'll find out if he remembers.
Today's day one.
You give him a call.
And you keep giving us a call. We're going to all figure this out.
All right.
Sounds good.
Thanks,
guys.
Bye.
Bye.
I love that story. Mason Crosby saved her son's life while she was putting her swimsuit on at the Green Bay Country Club. What are the odds?
That was arguably one of the littest things I've heard all day.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that. Somebody said, I met Bill Gates at a burger place in Seattle. He literally goes there by himself and he's really nice. Yeah, celebrities are people.
Did he pay for everybody's meal?
Just like us.
Did he pay for everybody's meal?
Doesn't sound like like it.
Because then he's not that nice. Mm.
Somebody said, I met Coolio at the art museum when I was working as a caterer for the All-Star baseball game when it was here in 2000-something. He was super nice. R.I.P.
Shout out Coolio and R.I.P. for real, yeah.
Brianna's in Milwaukee. We'll go to her next. Hi, Brianna.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Who's your celebrity encounter?
So I'm following the Packer theme here.
Love it.
And over the span of 2 months, about 2 years ago, I ran into and met Donald Driver.
Yes.
Ran into him at Cafe Hollander in Mequon.
Love it.
And I went for lunch with my cousin. And as I'm pulling into the parking lot, she posts something on Facebook and says, oh, my God, I think I just saw Donald Driver. And when I tell you, I booked it so fast.
Ran.
I ran. Like, I was like,
I bet.
I'm number 80. Here I go. And I ran in there. And sure enough, he was having lunch with who I think to be, like, was his manager and his wife.
Okay.
And when I tell you, I was like, I'm going to go and ask him for an autograph. Yeah. I'm going to see if I can do this.
Yeah.
I went back there. I took my daughter, who at the time she was probably 5, and he was so nice. Mm-hmm. There was no hesitation. He took a picture with everybody.
Aww, that's nice.
He hopped right in. He's a dude's dude. I saw Donald maybe like a month ago at Third Street.
Mm. Just kicking really? It. Third Street Market Hall?
It might have been a little bit longer than that, but yeah, cool. I've seen him recently.
Nice.
I saw his pearly white teeth. I was like, oh, there's Donald.
I was going to say, you saw the ding, and it was his... It was his earrings.
Got that smile in them earrings, boy.
Yeah.
You smile ear to ear. Like, no.
Totally. Yeah.
And then shortly after that, I went to Pick and Save on Good Hope, like maybe 2 months after that. It was closer towards like Thanksgiving, and Leroy Butler was there.
Leroy the boy. Oh, that's
Leroy.
Our dog.
Dude, Leroy worked with us for years. Leroy. We love Leroy. That is the greatest guy on the planet.
That's
like,
my dog.
Shout out Leroy.
Yeah.
We will say nothing
so
but
dope.
Great things. And I, dude, yep. Leroy's great.
I will fight somebody for that man, for real.
No, Leroy is the nicest guy
ever. I said that out loud.
Much
for real,
love.
Fred. That's my dog. Much love. Much love.
We kind of
great
were sad.
Pools.
We're sad we don't work with him anymore, yeah. But we still love him. So anyway. All right.
Great pools.
Thanks, Brianna.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
You
bye.
Oh, somebody met Cardi B at Target last week when she was here. Shut up.
Oh, grrr.
I didn't know she went to Target.
She randomly pulled up to Target and ain't nobody say nothing to us.
No, she was in town for the election rallies, but I knew she was here, but I didn't know she went to Target.
Hold on. We got a problem with Target Angelo because I feel like Target Angelo should have known some insider.
All right. He's
okay.
All right, Target Angelo, you're on the S list.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
I'm upset, actually.
Yeah.
Not happy about that. Let's
not
go to Priscilla in Milwaukee as we're talking about celebrity encounters.
Morning, Priscilla.
Hi.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. I was on a call with Mason Crosby yesterday. Who did you talk to?
Who'd you FaceTime last?
I wasn't on a call with anybody. I was invited to the White House for Hispanic Heritage Month this year.
What? You were the famous one. Flex.
Wait, how, why, what, when, tell us everything.
Yes, yeah,
this
please.
This is so cool.
And I'm a little jealous. I ain't going to lie. No te voy a mentir.
What? How did this happen? Tell us everything.
So I'm a recently representative-elect for a District 9 Assembly representative.
Nice.
Double flex.
Nice, Priscilla.
Thank you, for real.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But thank you so much. So I was standing in the entrance of, you know, the White House walking out, and I get a tap on my shoulder, and I'm so like starstruck, and she goes, hey, oh my God, your tattoo is so beautiful. And I have a whole wingspan on my back from arm to arm.
Whoa.
And it was Rosario Dawson.
It was
Rosario Dawson tapped me on the shoulder
and said,
I love your tattoo.
Stop it.
That is my story.
Oh my God! I can't.
That might
even...
be better than your story, Ali. It's Rosario Dawson. I mean, come on, dog.
Dude, she's at the White House, and it's both.
She's played a Colombian, and she's not even Colombian.
Oh my God! I love this story so much, and I love it more than the person who just texted in and said Cardi B was at your Target on Chase Avenue, DZ, and guess what she was wearing? A robe and a shower cap.
Yep. Chocolate.
She was just TikTok it. It's
robe
on there.
And a shower cap, baby.
Oh, she keeps it 100, no matter where. where she's at,
she's
bro.
One of us.
She's one of us.
So anyway, oh my gosh, that was the best story though, Priscilla.
Priscilla's one of us. She pulled out the Rosario Dawson out of nowhere, dog.
Well, you win.
You win, Priscilla. Goodbye. Bye. Have a great day.
Thank you, you guys, too.
Bye. Don't try to sweet talk me on text. Get out of here.
What?
103.7 KISS FM. You know what? It's Allie and DZ, and now you're one of your best friends. Your homie has texted into the show trying to defend himself. Back it up, Angelo.
My brother and them texted in. What'd he say?
He said, I did not know Cardi was going to be at Target. If sure. I did, I would have told y'all to bring a camera and all. Have a great day, Angelo. You know what, Angelo?
Sure, I ain't going to believe that there was an internal Target message sent to all the Milwaukee Target employees about Cardi maybe pulling up.
Angelo, you're on suspension even though you don't call in, okay? But when I see you at Target, I'm still going to wave and say, what up?
That part. I'll still see you later, fam. Golfing later or what?
He did say he met Muhammad Ali when he was 10. That's amazing.
I knew that story. Bro, me and Muhammad Ali, that's a crazy flex.
That's crazy.
Meeting, bro.
Because we were just talking about celebrity encounters because I was on a call with Mason Crosby, Russell Nicolay, the lawyer. It was wild. And so we started talking about celebrity encounters. We found out Cardi B went to the Target in Bayview on Chase Avenue.
And I missed it.
And you missed it. And your friend who runs one of the Targets, our boy Angelo, didn't even tell us.
Crazy. I think I was at Target at the same day.
Maybe,
I just don't think it was the same time.
Well, we go every day. So, of course, you were there that day.
This is true. I do have the chance, and I'm liable to stop in at Target any given day if I got a quick 30 seconds.
100%. Okay. Angelo, you're off suspension. Thanks for playing.
Fair.
Yesterday at this time, we talked about you getting a baby carrier from someone famous. It's so funny. We're talking about celebrities and all this today. It's all coming together.
It almost feels like it's a crafted this way. Mm-hmm. It's almost like we plan and methodically paint this picture for y'all daily.
Yeah. And so I didn't really understand the story when you told it to me.
So let me reset.
Yeah, let's reset.
I was told and was under the impression that we received a baby carrier for our kids.
Which is not the car seat, like the one that goes on your chest or back.
Backpack style. Yeah, the backpack style carrier that's meant to help
hangover
you
style
carry your child when you're walking around, right? You put their legs on the sides, you strap them in and clip clip, and then you zoop zoop, and then all of a sudden you're hands free with your baby strapped to your chest or your back.
Mm-hmm.
One of those. We were gifted one of those. Mm-hmm. It was a secondhand gift from who we were told was Charlotte Webb's author.
Of the book,
Charlotte's Web. And I was like, that's a really weird flex.
Yeah.
It happened a few weeks back, and I hadn't really shared it. And all of a sudden, I was like, Allie, let me tell you about this.
Yeah, it was a really cool story. And I thought, wait, you have the person who wrote Charlotte's Web. And then we started digging.
We did some math.
And I started going, wait, the guy died in 1985, which means the carrier would be older than hell. And are you
sure? Older than me.
And older than me. Are you sure you got this? I mean.
And I go, shrug. That's what I was told. My family said it. My people said it. So I just believe my people.
And I would too, because you got it from your sister-in-law, right? So then I started going, wait, hold on, DZ. Maybe this is like a crazy game of telephone where we don't know who it really came from. And somewhere along the line, you thought it was the author, but maybe it was like somebody's cousin or something. We misunderstood.
A relative of a relative, and they're related to E.B. White, the author of Charlotte's Web, right? So I said, you know what? We got too many questions, and I don't have enough. You said maybe we can get your sister-in-law on the phone, and
she's on the phone, but I'm gonna make them wait.
Okay, Megan, hold on,
because we have the update. I've been waiting for this so much. We find out who it actually belonged to today.
And is it E.B. White? Or is it the author?
Is it a different celebrity? This might have a twist and a turn you weren't ready for, everybody.
That's not as big facts, and you're going to have to wait and see. Look at you, Allie.
I cannot wait to talk to Megan next.
We got her on. We ready.
Okay, we're solving the problem next. I've been waiting for this update. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ.
See you over there drooling, chomping at the bit, salivating.
I want to know the finale because in my heart, I believe that it was a game of telephone. Yesterday on the show, DZ informed us all he got a baby carrier, baby Bjorn, given to him by his sister-in-law, Sister Megan. Well, just call her sister.
Yeah, my sister. It's my sister, yeah.
Aaron's sister. So, and you were convinced it came from the author of Charlotte's Web.
That's what I household.
Yeah, and I said, I feel like the game of telephone might have gotten inserted here. Are you sure?
That's a really weird game of telephone to get messed up between, you know, Charlotte's Web, the author. You feel me? Like, right? Who else could it be, really?
All right, your sister-in-law's on the phone, right?
I got her on the phone.
Good. All right, Megan, what's the story?
Allie, you were right.
What do you mean?
Charlotte's Web was a bad game of telephone.
Okay, so who is it if it's not the author of Charlotte's Web? Because everybody knows that, but just to not flex, we thought.
I still love this story, okay?
Same.
That's all I gotta say. It's amazing.
I feel whole again. Thank you. This feels good. I do.
Appreciate you calling, Megan. Thanks, love y'all.
Of course, Dee. We love you guys.
I'm Tommy.
This was the
bye.
I'm so glad, Megan. I'm so glad Megan called in, because that was the full circle moment I needed on this story, because I left here yesterday going, the math ain't math and DZ. Make it make sense. And you're like, I swear.
I don't know, but I swear. That's what I was told. This is what I believe. Why would I doubt my family?
But it makes sense now. Telephone, the owner, the creator of Charlotte's Web.
You think creator, founder, author, all of these might get lost in translation. Somebody tells somebody and is excited, and then all of a sudden it's the guy that wrote the book.
Best story ever. No. Thank you for calling Megan. And DZ, thank you for getting her on the phone, because I feel good again.
I just keep thanking Megan. She's the one that got me the baby carrier. We're still a weird flex.
Yeah, it is a weird flex, because you still do have a baby carrier from someone who I know exactly who she was. I remember seeing that story all over the news.
Oh, the story was huge. Charlotte's story was absolutely huge.
It was wild, because people weren't ready to talk about anything. They were like, CBD?
What?
And it was like,
weed.
It's literally helping this kid, and it's not weed, so
chill
out.
It's not what you think. But documentaries, and it swept the nation. It was actually a really heartfelt, heartwarming, inspiring story that has, I think, made a huge push into where we are today as far as like what CBD can help with and what it could actually do for a lot of people, man.
I had a neck pain and somebody put some of that lotion on it.
Yeah.
Went away, and I went, this is freaky. You guys are scaring me how awesome this stuff is.
Magic! No.
I was like, love it. So
no,
anyway.
No, it's medicine. It's just alternatives.
It's just medicine. That's right. Absolutely. So, well, thanks for sharing, and I feel whole easy.
Can I tell you a weird quirk about this? And Megan knows this, so
she
didn't need to be on the line for this.
What?
That baby carrier apparently is limitless. If you can fit in it, doesn't matter how large you are.
Uh-huh.
AKA, if I can clip it on, I could carry Aaron.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Around. It's weightless. There's no weight limit on it because it's designed for bigger people. Not yet.
Do it, Aaron.
Not yet.
Come on.
It's technically for babies, so we'd like to keep it for babies first.
So when Danny's done with it, he'll use it for fun time.
Then we'll see what we figure out with it. You know
what
I'm saying?
And if it holds up, then you pass it along to the next one, okay?
It's going to become the Brotherhood of the Traveling Baby Bjorn.
Exactly.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for babies.
Well, they'll be like us at least.
No, they not like us.
Oh, man. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.